A long, 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 long time ago, there was a creative named Bezalel. He was the son of Uri and the grandson of Hur. He was from a tribe called Judah. It's been speculated that he may have been a former slave for the Egyptians, building bricks for pyramids. We historically don't have that many details on Bezalel's life, but if I had to guess, I would guess that he picked up a lot of his technical skills during his time of slavery. Bezalel was a very accomplished craftsman. He was a skilled craftsman and an expert designer. He was a metal worker, a jeweler, gem cutter, and a woodworker. He was a slave turned artisan and a teacher. The man had vision. He was intentional and also had a gift of originality. Bezalel was a leader and a delegator. And as a free man, Bezalel was specifically assigned to help build this beautiful and extremely detailed temple for the people of Israel. It was during this project he was commissioned to use his architectural and interior design gifts. Bezalel also had an apprentice. And excuse me if I'm butchering his name, but his name was Aholiab. And he also had several other artisans working under him and following his direction. When I think about the story of Bezalel, I ask myself, how well did Bezalel know himself? Bezalel had to be super aware. His leader, Moses, approached him with a task to build one of the most historically significant structures in world history. Him, a former slave. From the story of Bezalel, I find arrows continuously pointing back to the importance of self-awareness. With Bezalel's history, he could have easily been no good to anyone. He could have ran away from the calling of his life due to the fact that he didn't know himself and he didn't know what he brought to the table. So what is self-awareness really? Self-awareness is literally paying attention to how we think, how we act, and how we feel. It's paying attention to your habits and your routines, your interests, and your dislikes. A self-aware individual is a productive individual. A self-aware individual knows what they want, when they want it, and will make decisions that align with their beliefs, morals, and values. I like to think that I know myself pretty well, but I've learned that this is not the case for everyone, and it certainly wasn't always the case for me. In the next few minutes, I'd like to share some tips with you on how to increase your self-awareness in order to set you up for productivity. Number one, draw a timeline of your life. So, I recently moved back to my home state after being gone for a few years. And as I was packing, I came across some pictures and old cards and stuff that I kept over the years. I spent a good half hour flipping through my high school yearbook while my friend poked fun at my senior picture. For me, this isn't just a normal yearbook of adolescent memories. As I was flipping through, I was reminded of the fun and challenge I felt being the yearbook editor-in-chief. While perusing through the book, I saw how even in high school, I was tapping into my creative and leadership gifting long before I knew it was a thing. I didn't know I was setting myself up for what I'd be doing in my adult life. This book was just memories, but it was also a forward to the rest of my life. I wonder if this is how Bezalel viewed his life. He knew that he experienced something so horrible and inhumane, but in that, he learned skills that most people wish they could have. Yes, he was a slave, but slavery set him up to be a mastermind and an expertise in his field. Bezalel probably wouldn't have been able to walk into his future and calling if he didn't pay attention to his past. Have you ever sat down and did a full assessment of your life? The events in our life make an impact on who we become, what we do, and the type of relationships that we have, positive and negative. So carve out some time this week to draw a timeline of your life. Mark all of the positive and negative events, turning points, or early memories that you can recall. Did you find an explanation to why you are the way that you are, or why you enjoy or dislike the things that you do? This is a life story you create for yourself, or what expert psychologist Dan McAdam coins, narrative identity. Narrative identity is the internalized story we create about ourselves by piecing together bits and pieces of our lives. Some people view their lives in this way to make sense of it, or to find a common theme, or to help them navigate towards their purpose or calling. You'll begin to see that certain personality traits, quirks, beliefs, attitudes, and skills are related to your past. Bezalel had to have formulated his narrative identity, or else he would have stayed in the slave mentality and deemed himself not good enough or smart enough to do what he was called to do. He learned those highly coveted skills from a terrible time in his life. So whatever your timeline looks like, don't despise it, but instead, use it as a backdrop during your journey in growing in self-awareness. Number two, know your strengths and weaknesses. If I asked you what your strengths were and what your weaknesses were, could you give me a thorough and honest answer? Self-awareness is knowing where you flourish and where you flop. People often call themselves dope and amazing and awesome, but very few can tell you why. Bezalel had to be sure of himself before starting the design of the temple, or else someone else would have been considered for the job. He didn't waste time determining whether he was the right man for the job because he already knew he was. Bezalel could have easily aborted the assignment over his life due to him second-guessing whether he was capable or not, like we often do. How many times have we been told that there is a calling on our lives? Or how many times have we had an idea brewing in our bellies? Or how many times have we been inspired to put out a project just for us not to do anything about it? Not having a clear understanding of your strengths and weaknesses will make you unproductive. It will have you trying your hands at things you have no business attempting. A lack of self-awareness will cause you to forfeit operating at an expert level in your gifting. Well, Nadine, I don't know my strengths. If you don't know what you're good at, ask for feedback from someone you know, or more importantly, who knows you and who can also give you an honest answer. Or begin trying your hand at new activities. That's how I learned my strengths and weaknesses, by trying my hand at new things. Number three, create a daily habit of self-reflection. Last episode, I talked about managing your thoughts. If you missed it, go ahead and check it out. It's really good. But self-awareness not only includes managing your thoughts, but it also includes managing your emotions. We often talk a lot about mental health, but emotional health is just as important. When you begin your day, do you make a note of how you're feeling? If you do, can you make a direct connection from your emotions to maybe an occurrence that happened the day before? I noticed a few weeks ago that I was very irritable. Like, irritated all the time. When I tell you that it spilled out in my driving, I know I looked like a madman, yelling and honking at these crazy Florida drivers. One evening, I said, "Hold up. Why are you feeling this way? What's changed?" I did some self-reflection and realized that my move to a whole nother state didn't go as smoothly as I was hoping. My daily routine was screwed. I didn't have the amount of quiet time I was used to. I stopped working from home, and I no longer had access to the things I was used to. Of course, I was irritated. But the important thing here is that I stopped to do some self-reflecting. Self-awareness will keep you from overreacting and hurting other people. It will also keep you from making poor decisions. If you ask me, Bezalel had a right to be unpleasant, hurt, and probably a depressed person. He spent the early parts of his life being a slave and being mistreated. But I assume Bezalel had his emotions in line. If Bezalel was too busy fighting his emotions and hurt, he would have missed out on God's calling over his life. Don't avoid your emotions, because untamed emotions can make you unproductive. It's easy to give in to negative emotions that will lead us toward a path of destruction, unrealized dreams, and missed goals. You have to know yourself well enough to say, "Something is not right with me, and if I want to do this or be this type of person, I need to fix it pronto." Well, friends, if you're listening to this in real time, today is my birthday. Or as I like to call it, National Nadine Day. I've shared with you my journey with depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. Last year, on this exact day, I was at a difficult point in my life. On the outside, I celebrated, but I struggled on the inside. But this birthday is special. I have nothing extravagant planned. No dinner, no party, no trip, nothing. I'm just happy to be alive. I am happy. I am in a good place mentally and emotionally, and it has nothing to do with my externalities or my environment or my circumstances. If I thought I knew myself before, I was heavily mistaken. I am more aware of who I am and what I want more than ever, and nobody can tell me any different. But it took work, and I'm still working. So I encourage you to put in the work as well and apply the tips that I've shared. I love the story of Bezalel because what I see is someone who had an unfortunate start to life, but he didn't let that deter him from being who he was meant to be. He knew that his time in slavery was not in vain. God was able to take a horrible situation and use it for his glory, the good of his people, and the good of Bezalel. So this week and moving forward, take some time to get to know yourself and develop self-awareness so that you can start that business, write that book, or build that app and be at your most productive self. After all, you have a world to impact. Thanks for listening. Until next time. And happy birthday to me.